How's it going? Welcome to the show today. This is the College Investor Audio Show, and we are so glad you're taking some time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. Thank you, thank you. Today we talk about, what is this whole PSLF buyback program and how you might be able to take advantage of it? But first, just want to let you know, you can always subscribe to this podcast, share this with as many people as you like. We would greatly appreciate that. Plus, when you subscribe, you always get updated on when we post new content. And it's like all the time. You can also check out thecollegeinvestor.com to dive deeper on any topic we talk about during the podcast. All right, let's get to it now. What is the PSLF buyback program? The U.S. Department of Education has launched the PSLF buyback program. And this enables some borrowers to qualify for forgiveness a little bit faster under Public Service Loan Forgiveness, or PSLF. Or Temporary Expanded Public Service Loan Forgiveness, TEPSLF. That does not roll off the tongue very easily. The PSLF buyback program lets borrowers make retroactive payments corresponding to certain months that don't otherwise count toward the 120 payment requirement for forgiveness. So, requirements for the PSLF buyback program. Let's talk about it. To qualify for this thing, you got to have 120 months of qualifying employment in a qualifying public service job. You also must have an outstanding student loan balance left. The borrower can buy back months when the borrower was in an ineligible deferment or forbearance status, but otherwise eligible for PSLF by making payments that are equivalent of what they would have paid if they had been in a qualifying payment plan during the deferment or forbearance period. I hope that makes sense. You also have to buy back enough months to result in forgiveness under PSLF or TEPSLF. Buybacks that don't complete the 120 qualifying payment count requirement are just not permitted, period. You also cannot buy back months that are ineligible for credit toward PSLF. And you must have been in repayment status during the months to be bought back. You can't have been in school or grace period or in default or bankruptcy or just in a total and permanent disability monitoring period. Only months in the direct loan program can be bought back too. FFELP loans are not eligible unless consolidated into a federal direct consolidation loan. Borrowers cannot buy back months prior to consolidation either. Time periods prior to October 1st, 2007, when the PSLF program started, don't count either. Okay, now let's talk about the amount of the buyback payments. The buyback payments will be based on the lowest income-driven repayment monthly payment, or standard repayment if lower, during the time of deferment or forbearance. If the borrower was in an income-driven repayment plan during the deferment or forbearance, the amount of the retroactive payments will be based on the lower of the two monthly payments before or after the deferment or forbearance period. If the borrower was not in an income-driven repayment plan, they will need to provide a copy of their federal income tax returns for each tax year during the relevant time periods. They also have to provide a statement listing their family size during each of the relevant time periods. The lowest calculated income-driven repayment amount based on the tax returns during the deferment or forbearance period will apply to this whole buyback program thing. Otherwise, the standard 10-year repayment plan's monthly payment will apply if it's lower. If you would have been eligible for a zero monthly payment, no payments will be required under the PSLF buyback program for the months during which you qualified for that zero payment. This can happen when the borrower's income during the prior tax year was below a certain multiple of the poverty line. For Parent Plus loans, the buyback program will be the standard 10-year repayment plan unless the Parent Plus is in a federal direct consolidation loan. And in that case, the income contingent repayment or ICR plan payment amount will be used if it's lower than standard repayment amount. Note this as well, that Parent Plus loans are actually eligible for PSLF, but not TEPSLF. Here's a quick tip. Wait for IDR payment account adjustment first. The one-time IDR payment count adjustment may increase the number of payments that count toward PSLF and income-driven repayment. This is a good thing. The payment count adjustments include the following: Some months in forbearance, such as forbearances of 12 or more consecutive months or 36 or more cumulative months, economic hardship deferment, military deferments in 2013 or later, and then any months in a deferment other than in-school deferments prior to 2013. It's best to wait for the payment count adjustment before applying for the PSLF buyback program. The payment count adjustment may reduce the number of payments remaining before the borrower qualifies for forgiveness. The payment count adjustment should be complete during the summer of 2024 by July 2024. The buyback program allows borrowers who have deferments and forbearances that don't qualify for the one-time IDR payment count adjustment to have those time periods actually count toward PSLF if they were working full-time in a qualifying public service job at the time, and now they are making payments corresponding to those time periods. They gotta buy back enough payments to reach the 120 payment requirement for forgiveness, though. New regulations may retroactively count time spent in certain deferments and forbearances, such as cancer deferment, rehabilitation program, training program deferment, unemployment deferment, economic hardship, military service, post-active duty, AmeriCorps forbearance, National Guard, U.S. Department of Defense, student loan repayment program forbearance, and all that kind of stuff. If you want to find a complete list, just check out thecollegeinvestor.com and dive deep into this article. All right, let's move on to how to apply for the PSLF buyback program. To apply for this, you have to submit the PSLF reconsideration application. There's a link to that as well at thecollegeinvestor.com. You should also select incorrect qualifying payment count and then specify the start and end of the time period to be reconsidered. If there are multiple time periods, you should specify the start of the earliest time period and the end of the latest time period. In the answer to the question about why the time frame should be reconsidered, you should provide the following statement. And you can even copy and paste this if you want from the article at thecollegeinvestor.com. I have at least 120 months of approved qualifying employment, and I am seeking PSLF or TEPSLF discharge through PSLF buyback. Please assess my eligibility for PSLF buyback. That's it. If the borrower is eligible for the PSLF buyback program, you're going to receive a PSLF buyback agreement to pay the specified months as part of the buyback. It's going to specify the total buyback amount. The borrower has to pay the amount within 90 days of the approval date on the agreement. So, you also must continue to make payments until the buyback is approved and you've made the buyback payments. If the payments exceed the amount specified in the buyback agreement, the excess payments will be refunded to the borrower, assuming that the borrower has no other outstanding federal student loans. For more information on this, you can contact the U.S. Department of Education, not the loan servicer. So important that you know that. Here are some other options. There will be an IDR buyback program that's similar to this PSLF, but the months that can be bought back will differ. The IDR buyback program will not be available during the summer 2024. Borrowers who haven't had 120 months, by the way, of qualifying employment, just not eligible for the buyback program, but you can make a lump sum payment to repay for up to 12 months of future PSLF payments until your next income-driven repayment plan certification date. These months will count towards your forgiveness once you have certified your qualifying employment with a qualifying employer during the 12-month period. Certification of qualifying employment cannot be done in advance. The U.S. Department of Education also publishes a list of other student loan programs at studentaid.gov/forgiveness. You can find that link, links to everything else. It's so much. It's packed full of information at thecollegeinvestor.com. Copy, paste the title of this podcast right into the search bar and you'll find it. Follow us all over social media if you ever have any questions or comments, anything at all. We'd love to help you in your money journey. We want to walk you through all of this stuff. You can find us at The College Investor. Just search that pretty much anywhere you are. We're there too. Thanks for stopping by today. And we'll talk to you again real soon.